Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 108. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday, but once again, I'm not going into a book today. I want to talk about the decisions that I make regarding my books. So it's basically making decisions with books, pretty much in a nutshell. Now, when it comes to making decisions regarding my books, there are a lot of books that don't make it. Now, you know, there are times where I might think of a book idea, I'll write the title of the book, develop a quick concept for the book, and then down the road decide that it's just not good enough to write. And I'm careful of how and why I choose to write the content that I do. I'm not just someone who, you know, randomly decides to write a book because, well, it's just cool and it's trendy. I spend time watching and observing the world, and, you know, that's how my book ideas really come to fruition. You know, when you look at all of the content that I've written, look at all of the social issues that I've been able to turn into books. Police brutality and corruption, men's and women's issues, domestic violence, drug and alcohol addiction, and, you know, a plethora of other subject matter. Because it's all a process when it comes to writing these books. It takes time. I spread myself out. I make sure that I always have new content to write. I want to be sure that I write content that will impact readers, people, and anyone else who chooses to, you know, indulge into my content. You can even listen to my books at this point. I have about 5 audiobooks now as we speak. I'm going to be working on a lot more next year. I want to bring forth discussion. And with every book that I've written, that's always my goal. Every time I turn on my laptop or open my iPad to write, it's about creating discussion. It's about opening your eyes to what reality is. It's about really understanding these stories that I'm creating. And, you know, the good part is I don't get asked how many books I think, you know, I've thought about and didn't make it because I really don't know. But I know there are a few. I will say that. I have a lot of book ideas right now, like stored in my phone, in my notes. And I know that a good amount of them probably either won't make it at all, or they sound good, but then I won't do it, or it's just too controversial to the point where, like, I'm really going to piss people off and I'm going to ruffle feathers. I think a few of my books that are out already will piss enough people off. You know, America, A Country Divided, and America Under Mind Control. You know, those are, you know, The World in Ruins. There's a certain chapter that's very controversial in The World in Ruins. And in some reviews in the past on Amazon, people have kind of, you know, indulged in that chapter. They fixated themselves on that chapter. But I got a good laugh out of that one. But I won't, you know, jump into talking about books today. That's not the goal. It's about decisions that I make in regards to the books that I do create and the books that I do write. So, I know that there's going to come a time where I am going to get asked that question of, oh, well, how many books didn't make it? For now, I'll say about 10 within the past few years. Will there be more? Yes, for sure. Some of my book ideas I'll revisit down the road, and that's outside of the realm of the 60 that I already have planned to write already. There are a lot that are kind of on the barn burner at the moment. I will say there's a good chance I may write 75 to 80 books. I'm not making any promises, but that's how many book ideas I have. And it's not easy to make the decisions that I have to make. When I first started on this writing journey, I wrote The Struggles and Growth of a Man. I wrote Code Blue, and I wrote The World We Live In. Now, if you're listening to this for the first, listening to my podcast for the first time, you'll hear this for the first time. But for those who know and who have listened to my podcast, you know, over the years or whatever the case is, you guys already know the story. Those were standalone books, and they ended up turning into 5-book series. Each of those books ended up turning into 5-book series because I read an article, and this was, you know, when I first started my writing journey, about how people love to, you know, read books in a series. So I said, that kind of piqued my interest, and, you know, I kind of dabbled with, you know, writing The Struggles and Growth of a Man, and, you know, I started Rogue Part 2, and then I wrote Code Blue 2, and then I got to a place where it was like, okay, I need to just write each book series and then finish it. So I, you know, finished writing The Struggles and Growth of a Man series, which ended up being 5 books, and then I finished the Code Blue series, and then I finished the World We Live In series, 5-book series. So I wanted to kind of make sure that I covered my tracks and, you know, focused on each book series and immersed myself into those book series and finished them. That's, you know, a decision that just was made, and I kind of went from there. But then, you know, you write America Under Mind Control and you go, could you write a part 2? Yeah, you could. But then it's like, then it takes away from part 1. So you know what? Leave that as a standalone. And then I turned America Under Mind Control into America Country Divided. And America Country Divided is 2017-ish, where we were dealing with a myriad of, you know, different, you know, things going on in the world, you know, the NFL and Colin Kaepernick kneeling and the presidential situation and, you know, all of these, you know, politicians and what's going on in the world. So it was in that moment in time where I was like, okay, I can write that. Could I have written a part 2? Yeah, I could have. I have 2 different book covers to America Country Divided. There's the book cover you'll see, and then there's another book cover to it that a person made for me. And you never know. You may get another version. Who knows? These are the decisions that I have to make on a daily basis. There's a book that I started writing, you know, about the medical industry and kind of how that goes, and it's called The Good Doctor. And when I started writing it, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to continue writing this. So I stopped. Now, is it buried in my laptop somewhere? Probably. Is there a book cover made for it? Yes. Will it ever get published? I don't know. But it's not part of my 60 that I have planned. That I'll say. What I can truly say is, you know, is a lot of your content and a lot of your ideas, they may not materialize, but don't beat yourself up over it. Cause I don't even get mad at myself. I'll come back to something. I'll look at it and I'll go, oh, okay. That sounds, and I get book ideas off of just anything, you know, conversation with somebody, watching and observing the world, a crime TV show I'm watching, like, and it kind of piques my interest, and I go, just all kinds of things. But always stay focused on the task at hand, and you know that, you know, if you are going to be an author and you're going to, you know, write books and things of that nature, just do it at your own pace and write what you know and enjoy the journey, enjoy the process. For others who listen to my podcast and, you know, like to listen to, you know, my journey as an author and things like that, I thank you guys. I appreciate you guys, like, from the bottom of my heart. I try to, you know, not only share, like, the books that I'm writing and things that I'm working on and how I wrote books and things like that. It's also about motivating you guys, inspiring you guys, and being consistent with, you know, all the content that I'm creating on a daily basis. I like to create content that's, you know, worth your while, and I hope it has been. But the decisions I make with my books, from the book covers to how I write the synopsis, formatting my books, all that stuff, all of it's important to me from the beginning of it all the way to the end. And one day there's going to be a real good YouTube video on how I do every single thing. But until then, I'll continue to create all of these podcasts that I get a chance to do on a daily basis. So that's my podcast for today. Enjoy your weekend, guys. As always, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.